We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we've done this before. We're doing it again today. A three and out. Three stories that will absolutely be of interest to people. Sports related this time. And the first one involves what? The Boston Red Sox and something they did.
Yeah, so they released a pitcher named Matt Dermody for having homophobic tweets in 2021. So not something he did recently. He apparently tweeted out during Pride Week or Pride Month of 2021 that homosexuality was a sin and he was a Christian and whatever. Well, anyway, so somebody found him and the Red Sox decided to release him. Now, granted, he wasn't doing that great, but they apparently he got canceled.
Does a guy like that have any recourse with the law? I mean, because it's a religious belief. And...
yeah, but I think also it sounds like his performance was a bit lacking as well. There's freedom of religion, and you can't discriminate against somebody for religious beliefs. But I think that it's not the same thing to say because of my, I'm a Christian, I can, I don't believe in this, but it's one other thing to, come out and tweet about it and everything else. So in that way, so I guess that was, that was the end of his time with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, and there were people who, that tweets they had many more years ago than that who have been condemned. So, which brings me to this, because I've never quite understood it. How has, and it's not just these two, but these are the two I'll bring up. How have Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton not been tainted or hurt by their adoration for Robert Byrd, who once was a grand wizard in the Ku Klux Klan, and he was a senator, and Hillary said he was a mentor? So how do they get the skate on that, but other people don't get the skate on things? Because it doesn't matter. I mean, in a lot of ways, people don't, when it comes to people being condemned, and I'm not talking about, and certainly not Hillary or Biden, but they it could be years, decades ago, they pay a price, but these people don't when you're a politician.
Well, I would say the fact that they come from a certain political party is probably why they don't get the scrutiny, and the media, doesn't make a big deal out about it. And if there's the supporters of that party say, well, they vote the right way, right?
Yeah.
And so if it was Republicans who had made those comments and said those things and had that affiliation, I have no doubt they would have been canceled a long time ago and branded a racist.
Yeah, I'm stunned that this guy kept getting reelected. But all right, item two in our three and out involves another pitcher, though this one from Toronto.
Yeah, this was more recent. Anthony Bass had made some comments about, ongoing Pride activities, and then, got some heat for it. Did the usual, I'm sorry, and, they supposedly sent him through sensitivity training and everything else, and I think he was scheduled to catch the ceremonial first pitch on, Pride Night or something, and then all of a sudden he was released. So he tried to do the usual recant and apologize and go through reprogramming, and that wasn't good enough, and he's out.
Well, yet another, case of this guy. Was he? I don't think his numbers weren't that great, right? He was an easy guy to get rid of.
Yeah, which begs the question, why can't the Twins be so fortunate to have Emilio Pagan or Max Kepler make some homophobic remark or insensitive remark or wrong tweet so that we can use that as the basis for cutting them?
Maybe they have, but it's been, people aren't translating it from their native tongue. So there's another, that could be part of it. Now, how about item three?
Item three was an interesting one over the weekend, shifting to basketball. The Miami Heat were doing some, promotion, I guess, that Conor McGregor, the UFC Ultimate Fighter. The reason he was at the finals game was to announce partnership with his body spray and the Miami Heat or something like that or whatever it was. And so they do this skit where he's like fighting with the Heat's mascot named Bernie, and he knocked Bernie out. I don't know if he just didn't know how to you know, pull his punch, or if something else was going on. I don't know what happened.
Was it Bernie hospitalized?
Yeah, he was just released.
And he's got all that padding on, too.
Yeah.
So did McGregor clock him with a punch, or was it a kick?
It was a left hook. Knocked him, punched him, and knocked him out.
Did his head spin around? Because those mascot heads couldn't, you know, they couldn't move.
Well,
they swivel.
I saw the video. Like, he just, like, pokes him, and all of a sudden he went down.
Oh, my God. You think Bernie's trying to get a little attention here?
I don't know, but I think, you know, go back. You should ask Dave Bialki if Bernie's got a workers' comp claim for, you know, McGregor knocking him out during a game when he's serving as the mascot.
Well, I'm sure that there is, that there's quite a bit to that sort of thing. I'll tell you what, though, these MMA guys, they can they could bring it, whether it's with a fist or a foot. There's no question. Now, I want to mention, by the way, Josh Clark. His dad is James Clark, and Jim Clark. Jim has been on the show many times. He set another world, one of his like 30 or 40 world records while on the Jim Bob Sports Jamboree. It was for the most sit-ups in a minute with I don't know if it was a 100-pound plate on his chest. And, he broke the record. He's got all these records, push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, and Josh has broken a few records, too, for endurance. But this weekend, last week he signed, and I was stunned to see that Don King is still alive. But he signed with Don King Productions, flew down to Miami for a fight. And this, he's undefeated, Josh. But this was a fight. I mean, this guy that he fought, he was 13-0 with 12 knockouts, and Josh got a unanimous decision over him. And this is the type of thing that's going to vault him. And, you know, he lives in Minnesota, Twin Cities, but it's going to vault him into a really great position to climb the rankings. And Don King, I mean, the guy's still...
I didn't know that Don King was still alive either, but I think I met Josh once. I remember when Jim broke that record, because I was in the studio, because he wanted...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He wanted a lawyer there, and he wanted an athlete, so Chuck was there. Because I think I videoed it. I think it's on YouTube. I think I put the clip up of him actually breaking the record. But yeah, I remember that day. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. But like I said, Josh has broken some of his dad's records, and the kid... Much like his dad, he's unstoppable. And, I mean, when he puts his mind to something, he is going to make sure that it works. And that's what he wound up doing. So it's impressive and what he wound up doing. So good for him. And I look forward to see what he winds up doing. And this, this one, I have to be have clarity on this. He has done both. Josh has done both boxing and MMA, and this happened to be a boxing match. It's good for him. I mean, I think it's fun to see somebody who I haven't known him since he was a little child, and I've only met him a few times, but I've known about him for quite a while when he was still in high school, and you know, and now to see that he's now making a real mark for himself as a boxer now and as an MMA fighter. And you don't see a lot of guys that go in both directions. You know what I mean?
Right.
That wind up doing both. So I find that to be very impressive. Now, I want to ask you one other thing. That was not part of the three and out, by the way, but I wanted to make sure we got note of that. Anything you've been watching on, like, streaming services that you want to recommend to people?
Actually, I watched a couple of documentaries this weekend that were pretty good on Prime for baseball fans. And you probably heard of this story, Bob, about Doc Ellis, the pitcher who threw the no-hitter in 1970.
From the Pirates, yeah.
LSD. The documentary, they did a documentary about it some years ago called No No, and that one is now on Amazon Prime, so I just watched that one. It's very, very good. Also on Prime, there's a documentary for music fans. It's called The Wrecking Crew. It's about the group of session musicians out in California in the 60s and early 70s that pretty much played on every hit that was on the charts by an American artist. That
really?
Usually was, yes, it was, you know, we talk about the Monkees and not playing, you know, just being actors and not playing their instruments. Well, the only difference between the Monkees and a lot of other artists were the Monkees had a TV show. I mean, literally there are some of the most famous albums there. The vocals were by the band, the artist, but they weren't playing it. The Beach Boys, you know, the famous Pet Sounds album, Brian Wilson got so fed up with his brothers that he essentially kicked him out of the studio and used the Wrecking Crew to make those albums, and then brought them in for the vocals.
Wow! And they don't get credited on these things, right? Or do they on the album?
No, it's come out in later years that they played on all these records. Like there's a bass player, Carol Kay. They said that she may have played on like 10,000 hit records.
Oh my gosh!
Over the years. Yeah, so that one's it's done by the son of one of the members of this recording crew, but yeah, so that was a good one to check out. And this new Amazon documentary, brand new, about Reggie Jackson and his life and career. That one I found was really interesting too. So there's some good documentary stuff. I get a hankering for documentaries sometimes, and I usually get it satisfied by Prime. But those three were pretty good right now.
Well, Jeff, thank you for that. All right, Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Gambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show. Be right back.